Hello, yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from Opinion Research. And we're conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services and Behavioral Health Division. And your number was selected at random, and we will not collect any identifying information about you. And your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community. And a donation will be made to a local nonprofit if you complete the survey. Could you please tell me your age? Are you between 21 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
I don't live in Minnesota.
Oh, you don't live in Minnesota? Well, okay. Well, my apologies, ma'am. Thank you very much for your time.
I do, though.
Okay. Well, we can do this with anyone in Minnesota. You want to help us out?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, and can you please tell me what is your age? Between 21 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64?
45.
45, okay. All right, ma'am, and what is your gender?
Male.
Okay. All right, first I'm going to ask you some questions about how often, you know, you think teens in your school district use certain substances. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. It'll be fine, okay? Just know that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to illegal youth use, okay, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. Okay, how often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Would you say never? Maybe try once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month.
69.
Once, or daily?
Daily.
Okay. All right, and how often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis, any form of marijuana, pot, or weed, or concentrate any form of, you know, hash or hash oil? Would you say never?
Daily.
Maybe try it once or twice?
Daily.
Daily, okay. All right, what about how often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Daily.
Daily, okay. All right, ma'am. Now I'm gonna ask you. I'm gonna read you a list of statements about youth substance use in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each one. Okay. If you don't agree or disagree, let me know. Okay? For each statement, I will also ask you, you know, your opinion about the most about what most adults in your community think. If you are not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. Will be fine. Okay. The first one says, most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with the Minnesota law. Would you strongly agree, neutral, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Okay. Parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Strongly disagree.
Okay. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Okay, most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly disagree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Strongly disagree.
Would that be strongly disagree? Okay. Parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Strongly disagree.
Okay. Drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly disagree.
Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Strongly disagree.
Okay, most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree, okay. All right, and vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree,
okay. And most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Strongly agree.
Parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Okay. My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Strongly disagree.
Okay, most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Strongly disagree.
My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Strongly disagree.
All right, most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Strongly disagree.
Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly disagree. How many more questions are there?
Okay, we're almost done with the statements, ma'am. After that, we're pretty much done, okay? Just a few more. They sound repetitive, but because we're talking about parents and adults in the community too, okay? So they ask the same question, but what do you think about the community, what the community thinks? Okay, parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Okay, most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Strongly disagree.
Okay, I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Strongly disagree.
Okay, my community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Okay, using marijuana is never a good thing to do.
Strongly disagree.
Okay, most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
I already answered that.
Well, this one said that most adults in my community think parents, guardians should clearly communicate. And this just says just parents and guardians should clearly communicate with the children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Strongly disagree.
Okay, most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Strongly disagree.
Okay, just two more and we're done with this statement. Okay, my adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly disagree.
And last one says, I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Strongly disagree.
All right. All right, ma'am, and the last questions, I'm going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substances, okay, which are all legal for adults in Minnesota. If you are not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. How often do you drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Would you say never, try it once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once weekly, or daily?
Daily.
Okay. And how often do you use marijuana in edible or drinkable form, okay, other than medical marijuana prescribed by your doctor? Never, tried it once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
Daily.
Okay. All right, and then how often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Daily.
Okay. All right, and just a few final questions for you. So far this year, how many times have you seen or heard messages or materials that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping? Would you say never, a few times this school year, a few times a month, a few times a week, every day, or almost every day?
Never.
Okay. All right, we like I said, thank you for your time. We almost finished, okay? How would you describe yourself? Would you say white, Hispanic, or Latino, Black, African American, Asian, South Asian, Asian American, American Indian, or Alaskan Native?
American Indian.
Okay, American Indian. All right. And okay, and as a token of our appreciation, okay, the Grove Frazee Vargas Coalition will donate $10 for each completed survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. Okay, please choose the organization that you would like our coalition to donate, you know, to on your behalf, the Frazee Vargas Area Community Clubs or the Cornerstone.
Crazy Fergus Clubs.
Okay. All right, man, with this, that was the last question, and this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and your opinion. Okay, you have a great evening. Appreciate your help.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.